Right now, we continue to count down to the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Each day between now and then.
I think this puts everything in a great context.
We take a look at what happened on this date in history. Some of the big events in pop culture, you know, in news. And then Casey has a countdown song for us that was big on this date 50 years ago. Apollo 11 on July 17th, 1969, had made it past the midpoint in the journey to the moon. The astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins slept 8 hours each last night. Do you believe that?
No.
How?
How could you sleep?
But they've got devices to know, like, if they actually slept.
I mean, they talk about air comfort mattress. I mean, if you're floating in gravity, I mean, you know, weightless, that'd be nice and comfy.
How could those guys, unless they gave
your
them...
Your heart would be beating 1,000 miles an hour.
Unless they gave them, maybe they gave them something. Maybe they gave them something to knock them out.
Yeah.
Well, no, you wouldn't want them in case there were an emergency.
No, you wouldn't want them groggy up there. I mean, don't operate heavy machinery or a rocket traveling at 17,000 miles an hour through space.
Yeah,
you're on drugs.
I don't know if I believe that. The president declared that the upcoming Monday, President Nixon said the upcoming Monday, the day after the landing on the moon, will be a national holiday, a federal holiday. Seattle pilots lost their 7th in a row on July 17th, 1969. The A's beat them 6-1 in front of just 8,000 people at Sick's Stadium.
The Mariners are going to be pushed. If it weren't for Edgar Martinez Hall of Fame night coming up this weekend, that I think the crowds would be similar.
That Sick's Stadium was a sad, sad stadium, Brad. They were panicking to get that thing ready for baseball for opening day in 1969. They were still putting bleachers in and painting the seats. There were people who were there for the first couple of homestands who left the games with, like, these blue marks on them from the seats, and the pilots had to pay their cleaning bills because they complained. On this date in 1969, July 17th, the guys in Led Zeppelin were started to spend their money that they made on their recent U.S. tour. Jimmy Page, it was reported, just ordered a custom-built Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud, and John Bonham recently purchased his 5th Jaguar in the last year.
Nice.
And finally, on this date, July 17th, 1969, the company that makes the world's airplane glue, the biggest supply of the world's airplane glue, announced it's spiking the glue with mustard to keep people from sniffing it. This is a true story.
I hate the smell of mustard.
The oil, called essence of horseradish, irritates the nose and brings about tears. They had to do that because there were so many glue sniffers on July 17th of 1969. Was Casey Kasem one of those glue sniffers? Let's find out what was burning up the charts 50 years ago today.
Welcome back to the country's only countdown of the songs Americans are buying in record stores and requesting from radio stations. It's the American Top 40 Countdown, and I'm your host, Casey Kasem. Our next artist on our weekly review of the most popular songs is no stranger to the countdown. It's the Beatles. The song is Get Back, and I would like them to get back. Have you seen them lately? They look like a bunch of drug-crazed hippies.
Glue sniffers, Casey. Glue sniffers.
I want the Beatles to get back to the mop-top haircuts and clean-cut suits. I wish the Beatles would get back to I Want to Hold Your Hand in 8 days a week. I wish the Beatles would go back to the lovable Fab Four. Have you seen John Lennon lately? He scares the bejesus out of me. And it seems that the public agrees with me. The new song from the Beatles, Get Back, falling 4 spots this week in our countdown down to number 16. Here's John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And I'm Casey Kasem, reminding you to keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. But kids, don't reach for that amber window pane.